والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to the cusp of yet another Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. And by Allah, my brothers and sisters, we need this Ramadan. We need this Ramadan, which is, inshallah, hopefully, going to be the first normal Ramadan after 3 years, inshallah. And we need this Ramadan more than ever. Subhanallah, when we think about everything that people have gone through and that people are going through, all the loved ones that we have lost, all the illness and the loss of income, and the wars and the struggles and the challenges. So my brothers and sisters, the time has come for us to surrender in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spill it all out in front of Allah azza wa jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Fatir, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyul hamid. That, O humanity, it is you who stand in need of Allah. It is you who stand in need of Allah, but Allah alone is ghani. He is the one who is self-sufficient, and He is the one who is al-hamid, who is praiseworthy. Antumul fuqara. You are the ones who are the fuqara. O humanity, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter how much strength you have, doesn't matter how much power you have, doesn't matter how much knowledge you have, doesn't matter how much wealth you have. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Every single one of you is a faqir in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is needy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, as we begin the month of Ramadan inshaAllah, let us stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the feeling of neediness, with the feeling of weakness, with the feeling of humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this, of course, has to do with the state of our hearts. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the injunction of fasting in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The purpose of fasting, the highest objective of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to develop taqwa, to develop the reverent fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop piety. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said very clearly that at-taqwa hahuna, that the taqwa is here in the chest, in the heart. That is where it is placed. So we learn from this, my brothers and sisters, that at the end of the day, the injunction that has to do with fasting, that has to do with abstaining from food and drink and intimacy and everything else that is forbidden during fasting, all of that has to do with our hearts. And we know the importance of a physically healthy heart for our physical well-being in this world. We all know it, the importance of having a healthy heart. We eat foods which are good for our heart, do cardio, do exercises that are good for our heart. But spiritually, a spiritually healthy heart is critical for our well-being in this world, but especially and more importantly, in the next. As it is related by An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةِ, there lies within the body a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, if it is sound, the whole body is sound. This is how critical this piece of flesh is. That if that piece of flesh is sound, the entire body is sound. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, and if it is corrupted, then the entire body is corrupted. أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ, and verily this piece is the heart. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam highlighting the importance of the state of our spiritual hearts. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, reported to have said, that al-qalbu malikun walahu junood, the heart is like a king. فَإِذَا صَلُحَ الْمَلِكُ صَلُحَ جُنُودُ, and the limbs and the al-qalbu malikun walahu junood, the heart is like a king, and the limbs and the other body parts are like the soldiers. That is the relationship between the heart and the rest of the body, the rest of the limbs. The heart is the king, the rest of the limbs are soldiers. If the king is good, meaning the heart is sound, is good, then the soldiers will be good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَ الْمَلِكُ فَسَدَ جُنُودُهُ, but if the king is evil, then the soldiers will be evil as well. It is the heart which sets the tone, which sets the direction for the rest of the body which follows. In fact, no one will be saved on the day of judgment except for those with clean or sound hearts, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us with regards to the day of judgment. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنَتَ اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, the day when there will be no benefit, there will not benefit anyone, wealth or children, but only the one who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all hearts which are salim. Ameen. So our physical heart needs exercise. Our spiritual hearts also need exercise as well. There are the regular exercises consisting of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the month of Ramadan is one of the greatest exercises of the spiritual heart, because it tames the nafs, the inner self that is by default commanding evil, unless it is rectified. It reforms it. Our fasting and Ramadan is a means of reforming it and purifying it of its evil influences. When fasting in Ramadan, when we start fasting, it is very likely that we will feel some hunger. But the purpose, and we're going to feel some thirst as well. But the purpose is not just to stay hungry for the sake of being hungry. That is not the point of fasting, to stay hungry simply for the sake of being hungry. Rather, we are training ourselves, or we are being trained to develop self-control, to control the desire to eat and indulge, ultimately to increase the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and piety. And this has to do with the heart. So this is why I say that when we feel the hunger in our stomachs, when we feel the thirst on our tongues, the dryness in our throats, let that be channeled here into our hearts, because at the end of the day, that is what it is all about. When we develop empathy for the less fortunate, that has to do with feelings, and it has to do with the heart. Fasting, of course, is more than just avoiding food and drink and intimacy, but also refraining from frivolous talk and filthy language and anger. And again, this has to do with the heart, with developing self-control and purifying the inside. Because what comes out is a reflection of what is inside. What comes out, what we express, is a reflection of what lies inside. So this is what which needs to be dealt with. When there's restrictions on intimacy which is otherwise halal, that is also about controlling our desires. So Ramadan is teaching us self-control. The increased focus on the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى. The month of the Quran is Ramadan. The increased focus should lead us to, yes, recite a lot and to recite it properly. That is good. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. But the objective is هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Is to be a means of guidance for us, to be our source of ethics, where we turn to figure out if something is right or wrong. And ultimately, that guidance is supposed to touch our hearts. So the Quran as well has to do with our hearts. The increase in charity, which is encouraged, because the Prophet ﷺ was the most generous of people, and he was even more generous in the month of Ramadan. It was described as like the wind that brings goodness. Prophet's charity was like that in the month of Ramadan. So when we increase our charity, what happens? There's a battle of the nafs. There's a battle inside the heart. Because we have a desire for wealth. As the Prophet ﷺ said, the son of Adam, if he has one valley of gold, he's going to want to have another valley of gold. That's human nature. Nothing can fill him up except the dirt. Once we get buried into the ground. So we have this innate desire for wealth unless we deal with it. So when we try to give, there is that struggle that occurs, and that also has to do with the heart. When we stand in prayer at night, we are sacrificing to show gratefulness and to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand long prayers at night. Feet, his blessed feet, would crack. The skin would crack, would be swollen. You could see the effects of that long standing. And Aisha radiallahu anha famously asked him, "Now, why do you do this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already dealt with. You have nothing to worry about. You have no sins to worry about. أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a grateful servant?" So when we stand, we want to stand with the feeling of gratefulness. But our sins are not forgiven. We are not protected from sin like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to stand for forgiveness as well. And guess what that has to do with? That also has to do with the heart. Right, so all of these things, our brothers and sisters, are linked to the heart. So the focus of Ramadan is on the heart. And the only way to purify the heart and to rectify this nafs of ours is by struggling against it physically and making sacrifices. You've got to struggle against it. Right? You've got to struggle. If there's no struggle, there's no benefit. Right? Or very little benefit. Right? It's like the person who goes to the gym. Right, but they're just lifting 5 pounds. They're able to lift 50, 100 pounds, but they're doing only 5 pounds. Are they going to gain anything from that? Hardly. Negligible. Right? Because there's no pain in that. Right? There's no struggle in that. It's when your heart starts beating faster and you start sweating, when you know that physically there's something happening to your body, you're getting some benefit. Right? Yes, there may be some minor benefit otherwise. It's not like it's totally devoid. But in order to get real benefit, in order to truly get in shape, you've got to sweat. You've got to feel some pain. Right? Otherwise, you're not going to get there. Right? So Ramadan, my brothers and sisters, is the annual prescription to give us the training that is going to get us through the rest of the year. It's the 30 days of detox and training that's going to get us through the rest of the year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows us better than we know ourselves. So He has made this an annual prescription that renews. You know, you have prescriptions that renew for a certain number of times. So this is a 30-day course which renews every single year because we need it. It is for our own benefit. Because after 11 months, the effects really start to wear off. And we need that booster. We need that booster shot. We need that boost after 11 months. And the sacrifices, of course, can be challenging. It's not easy to go to work, to go to school in a state of fasting, to wake up early, to sacrifice the sleep, to stand up at night as much as possible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has offered us great incentives as motivation. Great incentives. With regards to, there's different levels of people, right? There's those who do worship out of fear. There's those who do worship to trade, right? Or with a feeling of the intention of trading. I do some good deeds, I'm going to get some rewards, right? I'm going to get Jannah. There's some incentives, right? And then there's those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love for Allah azza wa jalla. Right? And in Ramadan, there's something for everyone. There's something for everyone. The person who does it out of fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving deliverance from the fire in the month of Ramadan. For the one who does it for good deeds, for rewards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increasing the rewards. And the one who does it out of love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, as-sawmu li wa ana azim. Fasting is for me and I will give the reward for it. Right. So whichever level you're at, you obviously want to move to the highest, right? Which is worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love. Right? But it's fine because in the Quran, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using these different means. He uses fear. Right? The carrot and the stick. There is the approach of the fear because that works for some people. The fear of punishment. There is the incentives. Right? With promises of reward and Jannah and good things in Jannah. And that works for some. Right? So different things work for different people and that's fine. Alhamdulillah. Right? But remember that the greater the sacrifice, the greater the reward. Inshallah. Special entry into Jannah for the people who fast from the gate. Barrayan. Forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who fast, for who stand at night, who stand on Laylatul Qadr. Multiplied rewards 70 times, up to 700 times, even more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. There's no shortage. And the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can dish out as much as He wants to whoever He wants. And attaining the special love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jal grant us a blessed Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a Ramadan of acceptance, a Ramadan of taqwa, a Ramadan of barakah, a Ramadan which is love, which is filled with His love. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. The Council of Imams of Ottawa Gatineau has released a statement with regards to the start of Ramadan and the sighting of the moon. So I'll read that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praises for Allah Almighty. May the peace and blessings be upon the Messenger of Allah, His family, His faithful companions, all of those who follow them. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Based on the moon sighting confirmation, according to the global moon sighting criterion, the Council of Imams of Ottawa Gatineau hereby declares that the first of Ramadan will be on Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. Accordingly, Taraweeh prayers will begin tonight, Friday, April 1st, 2022, inshallah. Since COVID-19 restrictions are now over, everyone is encouraged to attend your local masjid and benefit from the congregational prayers and the respective reward. We should also express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for getting us through the pandemic and once again enabling us to resume our prayers together. As for the amount of zakatul fitr or sadaqatul fitr, following the rules of fiqh on the type commodities and the respective weights, the council has set $10 as a bare minimum to be paid per person on behalf of all family members, including underage children, which of course is due before Salatul Eid. Anyone wishing to pay more may do so since there is no upper limit for this obligation. Now that we embark upon this blessed month of Ramadan, the Council of Imams of Ottawa Gatineau extends its best wishes to all Canadians and Muslim communities nationwide. We hope that our fasting and good deeds will be accepted and well received by Allah Almighty. We call upon all Canadians and Muslims to pray for the global victims of wars and the resultant sufferings. Let us encourage one another in earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the acts of piety, righteousness, and service to humanity. Signed by the council members, Imam Ahmad Imam from the Ottawa Islamic Center, Imam Amr Ma'alam from Jami Umar, Imam Ismail Al-Batnuni from Sunnah Muslims Association, Masjid Al-Rahma, Imam Muhammad Badat from Masjid Bilal, Imam Muhammad Suleiman, the Arwa Muslim Association, Imam Maylou Tajri from the Aylmer Mosque, Imam Owais Tilly from Jami Umar, Imam Rashid Al-Qasmi from Masjid Taqwa, Imam Sami Matwali from the Islamic Society of Gloucester,
Yours truly, myself from the Canada Muslim Association, and Imam Ziad Delich from the South Nepean Muslim Community, SNMC. So inshallah, with that, we will be starting Salat al-Tarawih, inshallah, tonight. Here at 9:10, inshallah. Adhan is, 8:56, as I see on the screen. Inshallah, we'll be starting at 9:10 with Salat al-Tarawih. Afterwards, inshallah, we will be completing the recitation of the entire Quran, inshallah, in 29 days. As is our practice, and as is done in Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabawi, inshallah, we will be offering 20 rak'ahs of prayer. There's obviously, different opinions, different interpretations. The established position in all form of adhab is to have a minimum of 20 rak'ahs. So inshallah, we will be doing that, but you're encouraged to offer as much as you're able to, inshallah. If you want to do 8 and you're tired, no problem. If you want to do 20, alhamdulillah, no problem. So whatever you're able to do, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. It also gives us an opportunity to allow some of our youth and different people to lead as well, because we have more spots. So inshallah, we will be Tarawih prayers will be led by Sheikh Lu'ay, inshallah, as usual. But inshallah, Sheikh Hisham and myself and other brothers as well, inshallah, will be leading as well. So we look forward to seeing you here tonight, inshallah. Brothers are welcome, sisters are welcome, children are welcome. We do have a mother-child room in Basement Hall 2 with a live video feed. And we also especially want to emphasize that children, of course, are always welcome, and we love our children. But we must ensure that children are always with their parents and are especially not running around, whether inside the building or in the parking lot, because it is an extremely serious safety hazard. Tragically, a young girl, 2 years old, passed away, was hit by a car in Houston in 2018 during Ramadan, and she died from that. So we cannot at any cost have children running around in the parking lot. If that happens, I'm going to have zero tolerance. I'm going to start the prayers if I see on the cameras that there's any children running outside. So please bring your children with you, keep them with you. If they're school age children, if they can't pray the whole time, give them a quiet activity they can do, whether it's reading a book or playing with a car or whatever. Inshallah, keep them with you. And if it gets too much for them, then inshallah you can take them home, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you. Inshallah. The brothers can please come forward and fill in all the gaps. So we make space for everyone. Our dear uncle, brother Niaz Ahmed, is in hospital. The father of our dear brother Latif, he's going through a procedure this morning, probably over by now. So let's make special dua for him and continue to make dua for him and all of those who are ill. أذهب الباس رب الناس واشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاء وشفاء من لا يغادر وسقما يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, please grant him and all of those who are ill a complete and speedy recovery. Oh Allah, please ease all of the pain and suffering, ya رب العالمين. Oh Allah, anyone who is physically ill, mentally ill, emotionally hurt, oh Allah, please remove all of their pain and suffering. Oh Allah, please purify their bodies and their minds and their souls from all types of illnesses and pain, ya رب العالمين. Oh Allah, please restore them to perfect health and well-being. Ameen, ya رب العالمين. Jazakumullah.